Bernice, one of the updates provided here at the annual convention was about the Accord. So give us a little background about what that is and how that relates here to the ASTA meeting as well as the seed industry.
Sure. Well, the Accord is a framework. It's an industry-led framework that is meant to address situations when biotech events go off patent and how we maintain the regulatory approvals worldwide for those events. Because even though these events will be going off patent, they are still highly regulated worldwide, and maintaining those regulatory authorizations are really important to our continuing exports.
And when we look at that of technologies going off patent, that we have one here in the U.S. with Roundup, correct?
There's a couple that are going off patent. Roundup is one of them, and there's also a BT, an insect-resistant event that's will be going off patent in the next few years. So we knew that, and then thereafter there'll be kind of events rolling off patent as we go on. So we wanted to be ahead of the curve, really. And so what we've done is Bio and ASTA have been working together for the last couple of years to develop this framework. At first, what we did is we went and listened to our stakeholders, and what we heard from them is their primary interest was maintaining trade. And so, and also facilitating some business opportunities if that's possible. So we have developed an overarching framework, which we're calling the Accord, but that the Accord actually consists of two agreements. The first is the generic event marketability and access agreement. And we lovingly call it the GEMA. And that agreement has been completed. And it has been open for signatures for about 4 or 5 months. We now have 10 signatories to the GEMA. It is up and running. Notice of patent expiration are being made under the GEMA, and so it's a framework that is up and running. We have what we're calling a committee of signatories under the GEMA. It's like in a sense, a board of directors, and that has met, that committee has met, and we continually are getting inquiries from, potential signatories under the GEMA. The other agreement is called the Data Use and Compensation Agreement, or the DUCA. The DUCA is not yet complete. The DUCA is a more... first of all, it's a larger agreement. It is meant to address some of the more complicated regulatory issues associated with stacked products. But we're in the final stages of completing the legal text of that agreement. And the next stages for the DUCA are to, we're going to go out and meet with stakeholders again. We've been doing this kind of continually through this whole process. Outreach to them, get some feedback from them, and then our goal is in the fall to take the legal text to the leadership at both ASTA and BIO for approval, and then hopefully have the DUCA open for signatures by the end of the year.
When we look at these two agreements, the GEMA and the DUCA, they're both, I don't want to say behind the scenes, but do they ensure that farmers are able to continue to use seed and be able to not have a gap in trade and potentially lose markets?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's meant for. So the farmers, our customers, and our downstream stakeholders have the confidence that as these events go off patent, that there's a structure there to ensure that those regulatory authorizations are maintained and that trade is not interrupted.
What is the end result? And that's pretty much the end result then, is to make sure that these are set up for these two. Now, you mentioned there are others, and will there have to be agreements for the other patents as they go offline too?
Yeah, but this This is a comprehensive, these agreements are comprehensive, so they're meant to address, they weren't product specific, so they're meant to address any, all the events that go off patent. So it's not, you know, specific for certain events. Now, we still have some work cut out for us because one of the reasons we have had to do this is because the regulatory structure worldwide for these products is very complicated and very resource intensive and very expensive. And that's really what's driving this process. And so we have a lot of work to do to have a more rational regulatory process for these products internationally.